Good Wednesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by BP.
And I'm Anna Palmer. We're on day 33 of the government shutdown. Here's Playbook's guide to understanding the Senate's vote plan. On Thursday, the Senate will vote on two different bills. First, President Donald Trump's plan to reopen government alongside a short-term DACA patch and other immigration changes. And second, a vote on a clean funding bill that would reopen government through February 8th.
Both of these bills are likely to fail. Neither is expected to reach the 60-vote threshold it needs. What this does do is give senators a chance to vote on government funding, something Mitch McConnell's Senate has not done in a few weeks. For the record, there will be Republicans who vote for the clean stopgap bill, but not nearly enough to reopen the government, at least at this point. Ending this standoff does not appear to be the purpose of this exercise. This is a pressure valve release of sorts.
Here's what this will do. This shows the president that neither option is workable at the moment, and some dynamic has to change if government is going to reopen. House Republicans used this strategy when they were in the majority. It allowed frustrated lawmakers to vote. It also gets members on the record about where they stand on the president's proposal and the clean government funding bill. White House aides keep telling us the president will not reopen government unless it includes a plan to build his wall.
Here's a sneak peek on the President's Day. He is holding a conference call on his immigration proposal with state, local, and community leaders. That's at 10:30 a.m. He'll also meet with conservative leaders on his proposal at 3 p.m. in the Roosevelt Room. And a quick heads up, people close to the president believe he will give a State of the Union outside of Washington. Here's a benefit. It gets him outside of D.C. A drawback, if it turns into another campaign rally, it isn't really a State of the Union, and it won't get a deal to reopen the government.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders was on Fox News last night with Sean Hannity, where she called the president a leader and Nancy Pelosi nothing more than an obstructionist. She also said the president is focused on talking with the American people when it comes to the State of the Union. It's been a month since there's been a White House press briefing. The New York Times has the big picture story today, writing that the shutdown has displaced other Trump priorities, including filling key vacancies. And the FT writes the U.S. has turned down an offer from China to travel to the U.S. for preparatory trade talks.
Impact of the shutdown, Michelle Kaczynski tweeted that the State Department is canceling a big international conference on border security and preventing weapons of mass destruction across borders. Our colleague Katie O'Donnell writes that credit cards, pawn shops, and second jobs are on the emergency plan of many federal workers. And the Washington Post reports there could be a delay in tax refunds as hundreds of IRS employees are skipping work.
Eliana Johnson and Nancy Cook report that Shahir Knight, the president's legislative affairs director, is planning to leave the White House in coming months. The decision comes as she has taken a back seat to Vice President Mike Pence and Jared Kushner in the shutdown negotiations. The White House pushed back on the notion Knight was ready to leave. Andrew Desidero and Heather Cagle report that liberal agitators Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, Ayanna Pressley, and Ro Khanna have gotten spots on the high-profile House Oversight Committee.
OGR usually isn't a huge get, but with Trump in the White House and Democrats in control of the House, it's a hot assignment. Think of this. OGR has a monster headline-grabbing lineup. On the Republican side, Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows. On the Democratic side, Elijah Cummings, Jerry Connolly, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley. Ileana Johnson and Darren Samuelson report the president is exasperated with Rudy Giuliani after his latest gaffe.
And here's what's on tap for Trump's Wednesday. In addition to holding a phone call in the morning and meeting with conservative leaders this afternoon on his immigration proposal, Trump will host a roundtable on drug pricing at 2 p.m. in the Roosevelt Room. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.